The European Union's chief Brexit negotiator, Maroš Šefčovič, is meeting Sinn Féin Vice President Michelle O'Neill in Brussels this lunchtime for talks on the Northern Ireland Protocol. As part of its campaign against the Protocol, the DUP is blocking attempts to form a Stormont executive, while the British government is threatening to legislate to disapply unilaterally some of its provisions. Meanwhile, former British Prime Minister Tony Blair has called on the EU and the UK to show maximum flexibility to reach an agreement. A short time ago, Michelle O'Neill told me what she'll be saying to Commission Vice President Maroš Šefčovič.
Our message is very clear that we are now 28 days past the election in the North. The democratic outcome of that election is yet to be respected. We will be pointing out the fact that the protocol is working, that the local economy is flourishing as a direct result of that. And we will be calling out the approach of the British government in that they're proposing to take unilateral action to override an international agreement which they themselves signed up to. But that is not the desire of the wishes of the people on the island of Ireland, that what we want to see is an agreed way forward and unilateral efforts by the British government undermine all the political stability and undermine economic certainty.
The protocol, you say, is working, but do you acknowledge that there are problems, that there are issues that need to be addressed?
We've always said from the outset that there will be issues that arise because a new trade and reality is what's now, you know, there is a new trade and reality as a direct result of Brexit. So, but there are a forum in which to deal with that. So when you identify issues of concern, there is a joint committee established, written into the agreement, and that's where we should be dealing with these issues as opposed to the DUP's approach, which is to block the formation of a government in the aftermath of the election. And the British government are using the people of the North and they're facilitating the DUP, but they're using the people of the North in a cynical game, which is a battle between them and the European Commission. And I think that, you know, then we are missing out the political uncertainty, the economic uncertainty that all brings on to us.
Will you be saying anything, though, to Maroš Šefčovič today about what the EU could do to help to break this impasse, what it could bring to the table to try to find a way through this?
Well, I will be pointing out that the British government's approach and Boris Johnson's approach is cynical and it's reckless and it needs to stop. But I will be saying to Maroš Šefčovič that I encourage that there is ongoing dialogue. I encourage that there is an agreed way forward. And I encourage them to continue with the flexibility and pragmatism which they've brought to previous issues that have been identified that needed to be resolved. And the medicines issue is a really good example. That was where the EU engaged. They listened and they actually found a way to correct things. So that should be the same approach which the European Commission take in terms of what comes next. But unfortunately, we find ourselves in a scenario where the British government seem hell-bent on moving legislation next week that will actually undermine an international agreement which they signed up to. And that puts everybody in a very precarious situation.
Former British Prime Minister Tony Blair, writing this week, has described the protocol as a bad deal and said that it risks undermining the Good Friday Agreement. He's calling on both the EU and the United Kingdom to show maximum flexibility. And he says this is going to need to be resolved, not at an official level, but at a political level. It needs that kind of intervention.
Well, the people of the North didn't vote for Brexit, so it's been foisted upon us. But we found some mitigation in the form of the protocol. And the protocol, in its essence, is about protecting the Good Friday Agreement. And Tony Blair should be a bit more informed in terms of any public utterance he would make in that regard. So the British government's efforts to date have been to undermine the Good Friday Agreement. And I believe the Good Friday Agreement is under attack from this Tory party, from this Conservative government. So I think that in terms of where we go next, what happens next, what's crucially important is that we actually find ways to make the protocol work because it is here to stay. Are there issues that can be ironed out? Yes, there are. So the same pragmatism and flexibility that the EU have demonstrated the whole way through this process needs to be to the fore of the conversations that need to be had now in the time ahead. But the British government's approach of unilateral action is reckless and it's causing chaos and causing political instability in the North. And that's not good enough for the people that have just voted for politics to work. They've just voted to make Stormont work. They've just voted to make for parties to work together and to help them to deal with the cost of living crisis. And that's all being hampered because of the actions of both the DUP and the British government. Well, and that would be what I'd want Maroš Šefčovič to hear today.
Well, I mean, the DUP stood for the election on the basis that they wouldn't go into the executive unless the protocol issues, the concerns they had were addressed and resolved. But in terms of some of the specific suggestions that have been made, and Tony Blair echoes this as well, you know, a trusted trader scheme of some sort, so goods coming into Northern Ireland can move freely with a minimum amount of bureaucracy. The Green Channel is the phrase that's been used to describe that. Are they areas which provide possibly a landing zone here?
And of course, none of these things are new. We've always said that there are ways to smooth implementation of the protocol. So I think that things like trusted trader scheme, even we have previously, back as far back as last October, where the European Commission actually have made an offer where they'll reduce checks by 80%. This is answering all the issues that we have. So there are solutions to be found, and I'm certainly up for all of those things. But I think in essence, what we need to have is an agreed way forward, not the British government's approach, which is their way or no way.
Sinn Féin Vice President and First Minister Designate of the Stormont Executive, Michelle O'Neill.